Welcome to the EFL Pod Blog with Chris and Sue. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Sue.
So tell me, how's the book going?
Which book are you talking about?
Well, I know you've done several. How about your latest masterpiece?
My latest is actually, it's printed.
Yeah.
It's been sold since about June.
Oh, yeah.
I think you bought a copy, in fact.
I did.
You bought two, one for your mother.
I did. In fact, I've only read 10 pages so far because I have got no time for reading. I need a long flight. So just fill me in on the plot, very briefly, in a nutshell.
Okay, well, it's called The Last Drop.
Yeah.
And it's about two brothers from a poor family in a fictional island in the Gulf. And these guys actually discover oil when they're not wanting to discover oil, and they become very rich. And it's about their lives between them. I mean, it's satirical, it's a humour, it's a parody. It's not meant to hurt anybody, but it's...
And how did you come up?
Funny book.
So how did you come up with this idea? Because it sounds quite an original idea. So why did it spring into your head?
Well, I don't know why, but I think I found the title before I found the book.
Okay.
And then the book came around from this idea of the oil running out, which it may or may not do in the book. Do read it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to go on a flight. Oh, you're talking to the listeners, not to me. Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you as well.
Yes, I must go on a flight, yeah.
A few people have read it, have given me a little bit of feedback. It's been fairly good.
Mm-hmm.
It basically came about from finding the title, and I do a competition every November, which is going to start in a week's time,
mm-hmm.
which is called NaNoWriMo. NaNoWriMo being National Novel Writing Month, where everybody takes 30 days between the 1st and the 30th of November, and you write a 50,000 word novel in 30 days.
And when you say everybody, is this like in the UK in the whole world?
No, it's worldwide. In NaNoWriMo, there is a website called NaNoWriMo.org, if I remember rightly. And on this website, you can put a synopsis of your book. You can tell people what you're doing. You can even use it live, or almost. People can actually read what you're writing at the same time. And in this, you also have people who can come and read it. And you can have writing buddies, and which is quite good, because if you're writing 50,000 words, which isn't a great deal, I think it's 1,760 words a day, something like that, which is, it's
doable, isn't it?
It's very doable.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I've written four books on this. I've only published one at the moment. I've done two sort of seriously ones. One was called How to Really Learn a Language, A Pragmatist Guide. Another one is called The Lifelong Learning Field Book, which is a bit of a practical book, which is connected to lifelong learning.
Are these books online? Can people buy them?
Well, no, not yet, because I haven't actually finished them.
Oh, right,
you can imagine, if you're writing a 50,000-word novel in 30 days,
yeah,
basically it's rubbish. I'm only speaking for my own. Everybody else may be doing something very good. And I've written another one, which I'm actually... Well, the last drop, I'll just go back to that, which has been published, which is on sale on Amazon, CreateSpace, etc. I published it, self-published it. And, it came about because a lot of people from Twitter actually read the synopsis and they said, you've got to publish this. Well, when the first person said this, I thought they were mad. The second person said it, I thought they were on drugs. The third person, I thought they were drunk. And then when there's four or five people saying it, I actually asked myself, maybe I could publish it. So I went back to it. I finished the book, which didn't take too much time. I mean, it's been going on for about 2 years now. In fact, I started it in November 2012, and I published it in 2015. So
it's taken
3 years.
Yeah. Mm.
The longest bit being the actual edition of the book.
Yeah.
Going back through, I must have read it about 150 times.
Yeah, actually putting into some kind of page order and getting all the... Kind of the sort of visuals, if I say, like paragraphs in the right order and stuff. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. And, I did some changes, and I changed the end, I changed some other bits, I put some more chapters in.
Mm.
And so there you go, that one's published. Now, another one, which I've also been told to publish, and I really want to do it, is a book called The Theft of Souls, which is really sort of a historical fiction, if you like. It's about the First World War,
mm-hmm.
and it came about from a member of my French family One of the members of the family had never known his father because he went off to war in August 1914 and was one of the first people to be killed. The mother was pregnant with this man who's now 80-something years old. Nobody talked about it in the family, and I found on the local war memorial, his name was inscribed there and died on the 23rd of August. So I thought, what I'll do is I'll take this and all of the stories of the family about life in France, etc., in French countryside. And I also did a little, quite a lot of research on where the regiment was, what they did, etc. And this book should be coming out probably next year sometime.
Right. Well, I know these stories about the First World War, they're always so fascinating and tragic, of course, and 100 years ago now. But yes, I think people can really relate to it now.
Yeah, and it's something as well that I don't know why, but I'm very attracted to this period. I think it's, you know, like you say, it's very sad, it's very tragic. But a lot of the First World War poetry,
absolutely.
Kipling and Sassoon, etc., Wilfred Owen, it really strikes a chord. And also, another reason is that my grandfather was injured in the First World War three times. The third time, he was gassed. So I've always had this, I wouldn't say big fascination, but it's always interested me. And obviously we're coming into November now, the 11th of November quite a poignant date.
Good. Well, I hope with all this time you're spending on writing, I hope you'll keep some free time for the pod blog, Chris.
I'll do that, definitely. But okay. I'm really going to get back into writing it, and I hope to get it published. I would say January, it won't be January, but maybe mid-2016.
Keep us posted.
Will do.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.